Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, we got kind of a busy 9 o'clock hour coming up, and I'm definitely going to want to sneak in some phone calls in the 9 o'clock hour as well, given all the big news out there here on this Freedom Friday. But great to be taking your phone calls this hour as well, as our friend George Blackard joins us for Freedom Friday. George, good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, good morning. It's a great day. It's beautiful out there for now. It's supposed to maybe have some severe weather later, but you know what? It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, that's right. Man, you've been having fun with all the big news days. Last week, you come in for Freedom Friday. Our friend David Doble was filling in for me. You got the big Elon Musk, Donald Trump news. Everything's fine there now, by the way. That fixed itself pretty quickly.
Well,
then today you got all, it's a crazy news day today.
Yeah, well, when you're favoritism drops 16 points, you know, you're going to start making some apologies or something, I guess. I don't know. I'm just glad that nonsense is over.
Yeah. So is that what happened to Elon Musk? I guess I didn't even see the stories about his poll numbers. But yeah, I think a lot of people were like, you know, Trump is the president. He's the guy we've been rallying for. He's the one who's been fighting for us. Like, we love everything you're doing too, Elon, but President Trump is the commander-in-chief. He's the man.
Yeah, Musk with Republicans dropped 16%. So right after that came the apology and that, you know. But I don't know. I think it's sad that people in those positions can turn to such childish antics. And it's not surprising, but it's sad because we see this from politicians all the time. I mean, look at the representative or the senator yesterday that crashes this news press conference unannounced, storms in, makes a big show, knows he's going to get thrown out of there. So he knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, it looked like a total stunt.
And it was a total stunt. That's exactly what it was. And then he goes on the news, visibly shaken, as they said. And he says, if they'll do this to me, they'll do anything to anybody. Well, you dumbass, you stormed into this press conference. And I'm sure at first, before he announced who he was, they thought, here's a threat.
Well,
right?
Totally. Look, you've had assassination attempts on the president of the United States, and now one of his top cabinet members, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is in the middle of a press conference, and somebody storms in, tries to bum rush a cabinet member while she's in the middle of a press conference, and then when law enforcement tries to push him back to stop him from bum rushing the secretary, he starts fighting and wrestling with them. It's like, that wouldn't be tolerated of anybody. And then, like, how are they supposed to know if you're a United States senator? Well, I'm so-and-so. Well, they don't know that.
Hell no.
And you're fighting with law enforcement. What kind of United States senator in their right mind would pull the type of antics you just pulled yesterday? When I first saw that story, I thought it was a state senator.
So did I.
Because I'm like, even a United States senator isn't stupid enough to pull this type of a stunt. But nope. Enter the previously unknown Senator Padilla of California.
Everybody knows him now.
But yeah.
Maxine Waters has been doing it for decades. So
oh, yeah.
A lot of them have. And that's ridiculous that they think they're above the law. If that had been a Republican storming in there, they'd have been ordering them to shoot him.
And, well, there would be massive calls for him to be censured, sanctioned, held accountable when he got back home to the United States Senate, that's for sure. Big news out of Tehran as well.
It's June 13th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Sewing Machine Day. French inventor Bartholomew Thémonnier is credited with inventing the first practical sewing machine in 1829. Also on this day in 1966, Miranda rights are established when the U.S. Supreme Court hands down its decision in Miranda v. Arizona, establishing the principle that all criminal suspects must be advised of their rights before interrogation. Pioneer 10 departs the solar system on this day in 1993. Launched during the Vietnam War in 1972, it sent back the first close-up images of Jupiter near the end of 1973, NASA officially ending the project in 1997 after traveling some 6 billion miles. Born on this day in 1897, Paavo Nurmi in Turku, Finland, known as the Flying Finn. He dominated distance races in the early 20th century. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this was, man, there's so much in the news now that it's hard to keep up with all of it. Yeah, the big story, of course, is this United States Senator from California lunging towards the Secretary of Homeland Security while she's in the middle of a press conference. Yelling and screaming, law enforcement pushes him back to block this perceived threat. And then he starts fighting with law enforcement. But, of course, now, George, he's a big victim, and MSNBC. Although CNN, they brought on their legal analyst, I think. And even the CNN legal analyst was like, yeah, there's a few things wrong with what he tried to do here. So I think even CNN, you know, had some cold water thrown on their own little parade there. But yeah, now they're all pretending that he's this big victim. If they would do this to him, they would do it to any of you. My favorite thing about the video of this California senator being manhandled by, I'm assuming, Secret Service or you know, whatever protective detail was there, is that the guy is like half the size of Padilla. And this guy who is half his size is just tossing him around like the wuss he is, you know. It's hilarious.
Well, I'd like to remind all these people that work in Washington that you're just representatives. I get so sick and tired of hearing them, I'm a U.S. senator. Who gives a damn? I mean, you're a representative. That's what you are. And you know, one time somebody told me you have to respect them because they are a senator. You know what? I don't have to respect them at all because they're elected representatives, and without us they would be nobody.
They work for you.
Exactly.
They're being paid by you. Yeah, I saw. So yesterday I was talking about how there was it was a congressional hearing, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was testifying, and you know, they would attack him, but they didn't want him to be able to respond. So he would try to respond. And this one female Democrat says, "You're just interrupting me because I'm a woman.
I'm a woman."
And everybody groaned like, "Oh, come on." But there was another one who, now I just forgot where I was going with it. But there was another Democrat congresswoman who said, oh, she was telling Scott Bessent to shut up. And she was saying, hey, this is my house. You're in my house. You will listen to me. And it's like, no, this is the people's house.
Exactly.
You work for us. We don't work for you.
Well, it's these stupid stunts. They did the same thing to Pete Hegseth. Yes or no? Yes or no? Just answer the question. Yes or no? You know what? Quit grandstanding and pretending like you got the, you know what, to do anything to this guy. They're clowns. It's a clown show, and they do that to everybody that gets in there. Just, and it doesn't even matter which side it is. They do the same thing. Strong arm them, interrupt them. It's ridiculous.
A lot of people just looking for getting the attention, getting the quick hit soundbite, getting known, getting noticed. Yeah, there's 535 representatives and senators, and nobody even knew who this Padilla guy was 2 days ago. So now he's going to be in California. You'll get rewarded for being a clown. Look at Gavin Newsom.
Holy cow. Talk about clown show. That guy's, he's gone over the edge with this stuff. You know, it's showing you though, the Democrats don't give a damn that they're burning LA to the ground, because it's not a riot. It's a peaceful protest. You remember the mostly peaceful protest, and and the summer of love and all that stuff. Yeah, they're so unrealistic that they can stand there in front of a burning car with people throwing Molotov cocktails and rocks and say, these are just people, you know, they're just protesting.
They're just having fun watching cars burn.
That's it.
They literally said that.
Oh, yeah. My God, that was a good one.
It's just like they would sit there and say, no, Joe Biden's fine. He's sharp as ever. I mean, as you'd see him sitting there falling off his bicycle at 0.2 miles an hour.
If you're a Democrat right now, just switch to independent. You don't have to be a Republican, but drop the party. Just get out of this clown show party, the Democrat Party, become an independent, and make a statement and say, we're done with this. You can always go back after, you know, all the numbers come off.
That's George's nice way of saying baby steps to senility, baby steps away from the complete clown show. Let's go to Tim and Savage on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Oh, good morning, guys. Say, George, you don't need me. I mean, George is nailing all the points I called in on. But in honor of Becky Hillier, I'm going to take a breath first. And first of all, say thank you both for your sacrifice on this Freedom Friday. I am wearing my Till Valhalla gear. All proceeds go to prevent veteran suicide and promoting mental health.
Awesome.
And since I have to replace all of my clothes anyway, because none of my shirts fit anymore, I'm replacing them with great gear.
So, yeah, you lost all that weight through Billings' last diet, so you had to get a new wardrobe, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Now the niceties are done. Now I'm pissed. Watching all of this left-wing lunacy is just, I remember... I was with you on election night and then that next day, and I spent a lot of time talking to my wife about it, and we just kind of collectively held our breath. Okay, what is the left going to do? What are they going to do? And we made it through November, December. They didn't do anything. But now, 7 months later, this is when all the crazy is coming out, even though we won the election solidly. And then every reasonable poll out there shows that people are on the side of Trump. They want everything that's happening. They're on the side of ICE. They're on the side of law and order. But yet, like what George and you guys were describing, this crazy grandstanding in all of these hearings, just peacefully watching cars burn, and that crazy radical, I mean, the black female version of Brandon over there in California. Don't believe what you see. Don't believe what everything you're seeing, even though you're seeing it. They're just peacefully watching cars burn. And this, I'm about ready to lose it. I mean, if I didn't have the Lord on my side and live in prayer, I mean, I would go crazy watching all this crap.
It's just insane.
At some point, when is the normal going to come back? And I appreciate you, George, are saying, yeah, they need to get baby steps back to sanity. And at what point do we get back to that reasonable level of saying...
Great question. At what point? How? Will they ever? Because so far, it's the inmates running the asylum in the Democrat Party, even still, even after November.
In the fast lane.
Denny Hamlin claimed the checkered flag on Sunday at Michigan International Speedway with just enough fuel to spare.
Plenty of anxiety in the 11 camp. Here comes Denny Hamlin. Third win of the year going to come if Michigan number 11 delivers.
Sound courtesy of Prime Video. Hamlin, who won for the 57th time in his NASCAR Cup Series career, needed a tow to victory lane after running out of gas. Chris Buescher, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Kyle Larson rounded out the top five in the Firekeepers Casino 400. William Byron finished 28th and still sits atop the Cup Series standings, 41 points up on Larson. NASCAR now makes a trip across the border. For the first time, the Cup Series will race in Mexico, with the Viva Mexico 250 taking place Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern from Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez. It's also the first time since 1958 that the Cup Series will hold a points-paying race in another country. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
In these days of culture wars, you commonly hear disdain for those who don't work, those who use a social safety net to maintain an acceptable lifestyle that doesn't involve holding a job are rarely respected, yet their behavior may be perfectly rational. That's because of something economists call implicit taxes. What, we may ask, does a person or family actually receive by earning an additional dollar of wages? Because of the myriad of cash supplement, housing assistance, child care subsidies, and other safety net programs out there that are income-based, the answer may surprise you. There are so many rules to all these programs. Social Security alone has 27-28 primary rules. That perhaps would make it more surprising if it were otherwise. The thresholds where earning an extra dollar incurs a penalty or puts you in a different rate bracket are incredibly harsh. Start making money and those implicit taxes add up to a lot. I'm Patrick Barkey.
brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Hey, you guys have got to watch this trailer for The Real Yellowstone, a film that's coming out soon. It highlights the real ranchers of Montana and the battles they face to hold on to their land. Tom Opry is an outdoor filmmaker based in Montana's Flathead Valley. You got to check out this trailer. I think they're going to have a big premiere coming up in Bozeman very soon. Featured front and center is this battle with the APR to kick the ranchers off the land. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com, the trailer and more.
Mike Rowe. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, George has a great point to make. You know, we talked a little bit about the military parade scheduled for tomorrow in Washington, D.C., which is going to be incredible. Not only is tomorrow Flag Day, but it's the 250th birthday of the great United States Army. And I know we got some great messages during the show yesterday on that front. But first, you know, something Tim and Savage just shared, you know, he was talking about, you know, as he was talking about the radical left and everything they're doing in California, et cetera, and this crazy California senator, he says it also has them concerned leading into tomorrow, because while, you know, the greatness of our U.S. Army and our U.S. military will be on display in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, the radical far-left Soros-funded activists are going to be on the march all across the country, including here in Montana. George, you probably heard about this so-called No Kings protest. It's really the No Country, the No Borders protest. But they already had something kind of like this in Whitefish. Anti-ICE protests spread to Montana resort town. So you had about a dozen left-wing wackos with their rainbow flags and abolish ICE signs. So it looks like they were protesting out in front of the Border Patrol station in Whitefish. But it got picked up by InfoWars, so getting some national attention here. But a lot of people are concerned is the radical left going to get out of hand tomorrow at their No Borders protests? I think they know not to mess around in Montana, but you still got to be on the alert.
Yeah, you really do. But see, here's the thing. You see, the media is pushing this. So we already established that the left is nuts with all this crazy stuff they're doing. But they're pretending that Trump is throwing his own parade for his birthday, which is ridiculous. Because, as you mentioned, it's the Army's birthday. It's Flag Day. And they're putting on a military parade. So what? I remember when I was a kid, Russia, the news media used to show Russia and China having parades all the time. And they would have these missiles out there and tanks and troops and all this stuff. And what it is it's showing the rest of the world to beware and to look out and see what we have. And it's a deterrent. And that's what it truly is. He is showing the rest of the world in this time of great turmoil that the U.S. has a great military, and it's one of the best in the world. And so that's what it is. It's a show of force. It's not a parade for Trump's birthday. Don't listen to the left-wing media that puts that baloney out there. That's what it is. And here's the thing. If you're against this parade, I want you to protest all 400-something NFL football games because they have a flyover in every one of them. So you tell me what a waste of money is. That's a waste of money, but it serves a purpose.
That was kind of a point Troy Downing made yesterday, too. He's like, look, we have the Blue Angels. You know, we're here in Montana. In fact, they're coming back next year. That costs a lot of money, but this is about, you know, showing off the greatness of the American military. It's also good training at the same time, too. But also it's about instilling pride in the next generation and keeping this great republic going for another 250
years. And pride in our country. And that's something the Joe Biden administration didn't have. They were killing our military. And they weren't proud of this country. They were trying to destroy this country. They still are.
They bash this country as a fundamentally racist country. They always talk about how awful America is. They're always wanting to cut the military's budget. And yet they want to act like somehow they're the ones that are standing up for the military. Bunch of BS. All right. Lots of great callers on the phone lines here. Let's go to Anna in Bozeman. Anna, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just sent text message. So basically, the previous speaker, he talked what I wanted to say, that flag parade is demonstration that America is strong again, and so all these dictators must pay attention and must listen. And I just sent text message for you.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see the message. I was looking on our Montana Talks. Oh, did you send it just now?
About 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for some reason I couldn't find it here in our Montana Talks at messages. But yeah, so your point is that, yeah, just what George said here, which is this is a message to all those dictators all over the world, or especially today, to the terrorists in Tehran. Don't you dare mess with the United States of America, especially after, you know, what took place in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and America probably should notice that after Trump said that Putin got crazy, Ukraine strike Russia with spider operations. And when Trump told that he's losing hope with Iranian deal, Israel struck Iran, and they killed top Iranian commanders. And they killed nuclear scientists. So,
And took out significant nuclear infrastructure as well. Yeah, George, that's what took place. If you haven't heard much about it in the news yet, basically Israel struck back. It's important to point that out, too, struck back at Iran, because Iran was behind all these October 7th terrorist attacks. They're behind all of these Houthi attacks on U.S. military and so much more. Israel struck back in a war that Iran already started. I want to point out, and took out, like, their senior terrorist leaders in the IGRC, took out significant nuclear weapons infrastructure, and some nuclear scientists and more.
Exactly. And, you know, listen to Anna, because she knows what she's talking about. And, you know, Iran is the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world. And it's time that we treated them that way. And, you know, and Trump has been trying to talk to them. He's been trying to be diplomatic with all of these countries. And, you know, this time we didn't need to do anything, because here's one thing you can hang your hat on. Israel's not going to take this crap for very long. They're gonna try and do it peacefully. But when they decide to strike, they're going to strike, and they're going to strike hard.
I saw some of our left-wing friends on social media, you know, were responding negatively to the news that Israel was striking back at Iran. And they're saying, oh, Donald Trump's getting us into a war. It's like, no, this war already started. And by the way, Joe Biden is a big reason, and the Democrats are a big reason why Iran launched this war, because Joe Biden was funding the terrorists in Tehran, as Ted Cruz pointed out on Hannity last night.
Joe Biden didn't just turn a blind eye. He refused to enforce the sanctions against Iran, and he flowed over $100 billion to the Ayatollah. He made them rich in cash. And understand, Iran provides 90% of the funding for Hamas and 90% of the funding for Hezbollah. In a very real sense, Joe Biden and the Democrats funded the October 7th massacre. The death squads that murdered over 1,200 Israelis on October 7th were paid for by the money Joe Biden allowed to go to the Ayatollah.
Yeah, well said there by Ted Cruz on Sean Hannity last night. Let's go back into the phone lines here. We've got Lori in Billings next up. Lori, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hi, good morning. Several things. So I had a few thoughts about all the riots going on, and now there's going to be new demonstrations, you know, because of the attack on Iran. And I was thinking two things. First of all those people hammering out the concrete to throw at the cops, we need to put them to work or on a chain gang, because obviously they have energy.
Yeah, good point.
they're good at breaking rock.
Good point.
So we found new jobs for them. But I was also thinking that now they're not getting any attention. Haven't heard a word about any of those protests ever since Israel, you know, did their attack. So they've lost the attention. And now all the people that were there for Hamas and Palestine stuff, now they're going to be leaving those protests to go to the protests against Israel.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to figure out which ribbon they're going to wear tomorrow. Do they wear the rainbow ribbon tomorrow? Do they wear the Hamas terrorist ribbon tomorrow? Do they wear the pro-illegal alien ribbon tomorrow? You know, some of them will have all the above and a COVID mask too, right?
Well, and then the troops will be out on the streets in D.C. already for the parade, so that ought to help keep some of the activity of the protesters under control. But I did want to ask you, though, so a judge ruled against Trump, go figure that one, about his authority to call up the National Guard. And I looked this up several times now, and that he has to give the authority back to Gavin Newsom, who then came on, of course, said, oh, we're going to send them home back to their jobs, da 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 da. Do you think that another judge, that the Trump administration has already moved this on to the next level?
Well, yeah, so the Trump administration immediately appealed that joke of a decision from a San Francisco judge, too. Lori, great phone call. Great to hear from you. George, you know, San Francisco judge, what more do you need to hear? It's kind of like in Montana when you hear Missoula judge strikes down law. Oh, yeah, here we go again, right? San Francisco judge, Missoula judge, same. But no, they've already appealed that ruling to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And then I think if they have to, they'll go all the way to the Supreme Court. It's a laughable ruling out of that San Francisco judge.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, these are judges, activist judges. We see it all the time. These, you know, attorneys that knew somebody who now have this position of being a judge. And it's ridiculous. And we should be very, very angry that these judges aren't just following the law, that they're imposing their beliefs and working that into the law. So it's crazy.
They're the ones attempting to be kings ahead of these so-called no kings protests. Let's sneak on our good friend Bob McGuire here, the broadcast great himself. Bob McGuire. Bob, we got about 45 seconds before the break, but we can come back to you for more after that, too. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to say, I was watching the Christy Noem press conference yesterday, and the way Padilla rushed in there, it reminded me a lot of Jack Ruby going after Lee Harvey Oswald. So I think the Secret Service was correct to stop him before he could, quote, pull out a weapon.
He very clearly looked like a threat, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the security detail did exactly what they were supposed to do, and then his response made him look like an even bigger threat, right?
Oh, I know. Yes, exactly.
Great point. Yeah, Bob, thanks for the phone call. Hey, if you got more to share, stay with us on the phone lines. We can come back to you after this. Yeah, George, 10 seconds. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think you're absolutely right. And as soon as you made that comparison, lights and bells went off.
You could just see it.
It really did.
Yeah, for those of us that maybe weren't around during the Kennedy era.
20 summer travelers.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, see, there is so much happening, so many big news stories to get to here this morning. I've been talking about the Padilla deal. We've been talking about Israel and Iran and so much more. George, you pulled it up here during the break. Apparently, the Ninth Circuit already overturned the San Francisco judge.
Yes.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, in a late night order Thursday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals paused a court order that would have required Donald Trump to return control of the National Guard to Gavin Newsom in California. So at least through the weekend, that's been paused.
Okay. See, I think I must have missed that. Oh, no. Yeah, somehow I missed that when I was doing my I was scrolling through the Fox News radio news stories, and I must have missed that one. But, yeah, no, so thank you for bringing that up. So, look, there you go. Already, God, it wasn't even 24 hours, and already that left-wing circus act judge in San Francisco already got blocked. So there you go.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, well, what do you want to talk about here on this Freedom Friday, George Blackard? I got a whole bunch in the queue here.
Well, I've hit the high points of the ones that I was most fired up about, so it's whatever you want to talk about today.
Well, let's go to the No Kings protest. So Jesse Waters, he just had an incredible segment all around last night on Fox News talking about the background on the Padilla stunt. But he also had this. So tomorrow, everybody in Montana is wondering, how crazy are these far left Montana Democrat activists going to get tomorrow with their so-called No Kings protest? But apparently somebody asked President Trump about the No Kings protest.
So Democrats are letting their cities burn, their stores get looted, and they're lunging at federal officials just so they can keep their housekeepers, gardeners, and babysitters. They're calling ICE the Gestapo and Trump a king because they want their berries picked.
No kings protests planned across the country on Saturday as well. What are your thoughts on those?
What do they call it? No kings?
No kings.
I don't feel like a king. I have to go through hell to get stuff approved. A king would say, I'm not going to get this. A king would have never had the California mandate to even be talking to him. He wouldn't have to call up Mike Johnson and Thune and say, fellas, you got to pull this off. And after years, we get it done. No, we're not a king. We're not a king at all.
A king would have Senator Padilla thrown in a dungeon. But he's not in a dungeon. He sat down with the secretary for a while, and then he held a press conference, and then he went on CNN and MSNBC. If Trump's a king, he's doing a terrible job.
Yeah, anyway. Wasn't that? I should have kept your microphone on because your immediate reaction, that must have been the first time you heard that.
It was, yeah.
Your immediate reaction was the best when Trump was like, if I'm a king, why do I have to go through hell to get anything done? I have to call Mike Johnson and John Thune. Hey, guys, I need you to do something, you know? Like,
well, you know, these people that protest, a lot of them, are professional protesters. You know, they must not have jobs because they're out there protesting all the time. But it's, and you know, the crazy thing is, look at the people that protest. They protest whatever the going thing is to protest. You know, it might be no kings. It might be the LGBTQ alphabet soup stuff. It might be, I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah.
Men and women's sports. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why it's like, what ribbon are they going to wear tomorrow?
Exactly.
You know? Oh, man. I got to play this one. One more thing on this Padilla guy, that the California senator that nobody knew before yesterday pulling this stunt. Here is Greg Gutfeld. I think this was from, he was either from The Five on Fox or it was from the Gutfeld show last night. Either way, George, I'm going to keep your microphone on for this one because I want to hear the reaction in real time.
Do we have to keep reminding Democrats that Trump was nearly killed 11 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
It was a fraction of an inch away from death. And it's like they still don't take that seriously. They spent more time on Elon Musk's salute. Do you remember that? So this douche thinks he could plow in after his party spent, I don't know how many years, demonizing Trump and by extension supporters and his cabinet. You know, you don't know what security's going to do. He was lucky he wasn't flattened. And if they'd acted differently, who knows what would have happened?
Oh, anyway, yeah, you laughed at the part. I knew that. I knew you were going to laugh at that part because that's what kind of move that was. It was a D-word move that he just used. I mean, that's exactly what this is. You look like a total D-bag is what it is. You know, yeah. I won't use the word because, you know, we got some really nice people that listen to this show, and I'll try to be nice. But we're just calling a spade. That was a total D-bag move. Not just what he did, but Chuck Schumer's response, Cory Booker's response, all of them, you know, just clutching their pearls over this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is, they always respond in force and in such a ridiculous way. I don't know how they can stand there with a straight face and say the stuff that they say. And you just watch. It, a year from now, 2 years from now, maybe a month from now, if the shoe's on the other foot, then they take the opposite stance. You know, it's whatever suits them in the moment. You know, it's just like the filibuster, right? Democrats were against this filibuster, yet they used it more than the Republicans. And every time it comes around to their turn, they're for it, but then they're against it. And that's what they do. It's whatever is in the moment that suits them, that benefits them the most.
Oh, we got that great phone call from Bob McGuire, Montana broadcaster, great Bob McGuire. And the other thing that he was going to add is hats off to the Florida sheriff. And I'm assuming he's talking about this soundbite. So with these, you know, far left protests planned all across the country for tomorrow, you know, we've seen bricks being thrown at law enforcement officers, you know, which could be deadly, right, if they actually got hit by one of these things. So a deadly threat should be met with deadly force. That's exactly what this Brevard County sheriff is promising.
If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead.
There you go. That's the message that needs to be sent. You want to stop this rebellion. You want to stop the rioting. You want to save businesses, save lives, and stop the burning of American cities. You meet a deadly threat with deadly force.
Well, what he's saying is, we're not California. We're not going to let you get away with these crimes. We're not going to let you get away with assaulting officers. And that's great. He set the tone, and he said, hey, this is what you can expect. So if anything happens, you know, I don't know. I guess they've got themselves to blame.
You know, it's just another reminder of how happy we all are to live in Montana. I'll bet you there's some refugees who fled L.A. in the last few years and now live in Montana and are so grateful that you fled that, you know, Adam Schiff stuff behind. But, hey, tell you what, speaking of Montana, maybe you live in northwest Montana, but you've never visited southwest Montana. There's just so much to see in this great state of Montana. That's why it's so fun. We're talking about Visit Montana, and we're highlighting Montana's seven tourism regions. This week, we're highlighting southwest Montana and some, you know, some fun facts about southwest Montana. It's been home. It's been the location of all territorial and state capitals, with Bannock in 1864, Virginia City in 1865, and Helena since 1875. Look at the history. Speaking of Virginia City, some incredible history in Virginia City. How many of you out there have never even been to Virginia City? Well, now's your chance, because this is our giveaway that you've got a chance to win this week. You can get one night at the Fairweather Inn, two adult tickets to a performance at the Opera House, two adult fire truck tour rides, and a $50 gift certificate to Cousins Candy Shop. So there you go. Just go to visitmt.com/giveaway. George, did you ever watch that movie? Was it Chicago something about the firefighters in Chicago? It was like a 90s movie.
Yeah.
See, when I hear adult fire truck tour rides, I just think of that movie and it in a pretty hot date night on top of a fire truck. I'm a 90s kid. That's, you know, that was the first thing that came to mind.
There you go.
Just keep your eyes on the road there, fire truck truck driver. You know.
That's right. That's right. Well, there is a lot to see in Montana, and Virginia City is a great place to go. There's
it really
so much
is.
Cool
it's,
stuff over there.
I was in Ennis recently, and we should have popped over to Virginia City when we were there, but I just missed a fun event at Willie's Distillery. I think earlier this week they did a big event for Warriors in Quiet Waters, and so there's too much to see in Montana.
Oh, there's a lot. It takes you years to get to all this stuff.
And some people still, they could live here their entire life. I know I've got at least one listener right now, might live in Glasgow, Montana, and has probably never been to Glacier, you know, or Yellowstone, or maybe neither one of them. You know, and part of it, too, is, you know, traveling's expensive and everything like that. But, yeah, how many places are right in your backyard and you've never even been there?
Exactly. You got to get out there and take advantage of it and see it. I've been here 24 years and haven't been to Glacier.
You've never been to Glacier?
I never have.
Whoa. Oh, man. Well, you got to go. I'm telling you. When I got back, when I came home from Iraq, that was the first place I went. When you've been in the armpit of the world, you want to go to the heaven of the world, right? You know,
exactly.
And man, being on top of Logan Pass and the going to the Sun Highways, and it was funny. So it's like July, and I park at the visitor center up top, you know, and I run into a couple college friends. They got their skis. They were doing some backcountry skiing in July.
Nice.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, just skiing. Oh, cool. All right. Good to see you.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I have a list of the crimes of the people that ICE has been arresting in Los Angeles. People guilty of homicide, burglary, drug dealing, lewd actions with children, battery, lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14. People that are involved in injuring, you know, their spouses, spousal abuse, weapons possession, human smuggling, grand theft, threatening crime with intent to terrorize and battery. Those are the people that have been arrested. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about, well, the little children are being, no, they're not the ones that are the target of ICE.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, crime continues to go up. Violence is happening in small towns and big cities all around the country. That means that you need something on you at all times. Now, Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. They want you to conceal everywhere you go, and that's why they made their brand new compact launcher, touted as the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. Now, it's the same size as a smartphone with the firepower that you will need to stop an attacker right in their tracks. Now, it's equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition. It's designed to incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. Now, the compact launcher is perfect for women that want protection but don't want to carry a firearm. And if you're traveling this summer, well, Burner is legal in all 50 states. Burner requires no background check. It can be shipped directly to your door. And Burner is proudly American. Each unit hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Go to Burner, BYRNA.com today. Or try, before you buy, find a Burner dealer partner near you. That's BYRNA.com.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. Dustin Lynch dropped a new song titled Easy to Love. Lynch kicked off summer with several appearances at CMA Fest. This year, CMA Fest will be hosted by Cody Johnson and Ashley McBride. The four-day event in downtown Nashville will air on ABC June 26th. Post Malone is bringing his signature style to Broadway with a new Nashville venue. The multi-platinum artist has teamed up with TC Restaurant Group, a major player in Music City's hospitality scene, to open a 26,000-square-foot spot at 305 Broadway, the former home of Tequila Cowboy. The venue promises to merge classic honky-tonk aesthetic with Malone's genre-defying vibes. TC Restaurant Group has a proven track record, having launched successful downtown concepts for country stars Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, and Lainey Wilson. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George. So, yeah, I just finally got the message from Anna in Bozeman. She sent it at like 7:50, but it just came into my email, so we must be having a little lag on our internet here this morning. But, yeah, Anna, you know, her and her husband, great people, they fled communism and came to America. But there's nowhere else to flee to. That's why we've got to fight for the freedom in America right now, even more so. But so I got her message here. She was making the point about how, you know, when Trump was talking about trying to create peace between Putin and Ukraine, and then Trump says Putin went crazy, well, then Ukraine launched their big attack. And then Trump's trying to create peace between Iran and Israel, and Iran still wants to go crazy. So Israel launched their attack. So her point is this. Auto pen Biden's administration wasted billions of American taxpayer dollars to empower the Russia-China-Iran coalition and weaken the American military. Trump is restoring the American military and enabling American allies to defend themselves. Tomorrow, the bunch of useful idiots led by professional protesters paid by anti-American NGOs will rally against the Flag Day parade. Somebody should tell them that their No Kings protests are, in fact, their demonstration of willingness to surrender to Iranian Islamists, Chinese communists, crazy KGB operatives, and Mexican drug lords. Wow. Well said, right?
There you go.
My goodness.
There's nothing else to say. She did a great job with that. Great job, Anna.
I should have saved that for the final 60 seconds of the show and just stopped right there.
Mic drop moment.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We got another caller on the phone lines here. We got Barry in Ennis. Barry, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Aaron, how's it going today? I'm kind of off topic here a little bit. I haven't been listening to the channel. I just got some bad news came across my channel this morning, and I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. This bill, and I don't know if you guys have covered it yet or not. I apologize if you have this morning, but Mike Lee is proposing to sell off up to 3 million acres of public land, and they're trying to attach it to this big, beautiful bill and get it passed through. So anyone that's out there can go to Randy Newberg's Fresh Tracks page, get some more information on this, and we need to get a hold of our senators that are on this committee. And I apologize, I can't remember the committee. But so they're trying to get this thing through within the next week. Randy is personally going to Washington, D.C. to meet with these people. But if they sneak this through, if they get this thing through attached to the big, beautiful bill, basically they're going to be selling off not only BLM lands anymore. Now they've attached Forest Service lands to this, which, as we all know, this is our land. This is our public land.
It'll be a one-time sale, gone, done. We have no more of that public land left. And that's, again, up to 3 million acres of land that they're proposing to sell off. So
I don't know if we had Randy Newberg on the show, was it last month, a couple weeks ago, I can't remember, but I had a great conversation with him. Of course, they tried to attach this to the House big, beautiful bill draft. Congressman Ryan Zinke killed it, got it pulled out of there. I believe that Senators Sheehy and Daines will also block it from being a part of this big, beautiful bill in the United States Senate as well.
Well, we need more than Daines and Sheehy. We need these people. There's 11 or 12 people somewhere around there on this committee.
Yeah.
So we need to bombard them with their emails and phone calls and get them to understand where we stand on this.
Yeah, I think it's going to get pulled. I think there is so much opposition to it, especially right now when we see so many threats to land access, whether it's, rich out-of-state buyers taking away land, ranch land or access, or whether it's the APR taking away, ranch land or whatever. But then the other threat to our public lands is the Democrats and the environmentalists locking us out of our so-called public land. So we're seeing a multitude of threats, that's for sure. George, your thoughts. And Barry, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I think, we need to really watch it when they try and sell public lands or do anything like that. And, my hat's off to you for paying attention. And I encourage everybody to make those calls, send those emails, and let them know where you stand on it.
You just can never take anything for granted. I assume that it's all going to get handled, kind of like the House. I knew that was going to get taken care of. But, hey, you can't take anything for granted. Yeah, Barry, thanks for the call. If you go to the Montana Talks podcast, I talked about that in even more length in our 7 o'clock hour of the show as well. George, great to see you. Happy Freedom Friday.
Thanks.
Dreaming of Friday's Montana Talks. We're going to kick it off with the Montana Highway Patrol talking about the 100 deadliest days. Some urgent, important information to get out there on that front. Then one of the candidates for the chairman of the Montana GOP race wants to jump in on the conversation, and you get to jump in on the conversation as well. We'll have phone lines open so you can call in and be heard all across Montana with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide 9 to 10 a.m. right here.